Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursday, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I'm super excited to bring to you today this amazing brother. This brother is, I use the word renaissance a lot in this series because we have some amazing men, but this brother truly embodies this word in so many senses, including the artistic sense. So he is a style maker, if you will. He's a founder of an international movement for Black men. He's interested in the intersection of Black men and the arts, and he's here today. He actually introduced me to the art of Kehinde Wiley, which was amazing. So, and here he is today, Mr. Gregory Walker. Hi, Greg. Nice to see you.
Hi, Valerie. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And thank you for having me on King Crush Thursdays.
I'm so glad that you are here. Thank you so much. And Greg, as you know, we are creating a repository of six questions on our way to 100 answers by 100 Black men. And with the goal of providing an opportunity for a young king who may or may not have positive Black male role models in his life, for him to be able to come to this repository, see these same questions and see the different answers from 100 different men. Now, we know that even with 100 answers, that is not the full spectrum of Black maledom, if you will, Black manhood, if you will. But it gets us closer to what we've seen and to the truth, I should say, versus what the media often portrays Black men to be. And so I'm so glad that you are here. This repository also is for the rest of us who are neither male or even Black to get a little insight into this amazing body of people. And so with that, we're going to start with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Now, manhood means to me integrity, operating at the highest level of integrity, ensuring honesty is at the core of all of your values, and ensuring you do the right thing for not only yourself, but for the community and the society at large. Additionally, for me, manhood means fearlessness, not fierceness, but fearlessness. We must be unabashed and unashamed and unbothered. We must act with a sense of fearlessness as Black men and as men in general and as people of the African diaspora. Fearlessness is my second quality. And my third quality, first integrity, then fearlessness. And my third quality is being humble. We must be humble in our approach. We must be humble in the way other people receive us. And we must be humble. We cannot be aggressive, but we can be strong. So we must be humble in how we approach the world and the society at large. That's what manhood means to me.
That's great. That's absolutely great. Thank you so much, Greg. So, Gregory, who and or what is important to you?
Society and humanity at large. That's what's important to me. All of us working together collectively, finding and creating new narratives and stories that tell the truth, not the ones created by people of non-color. When we look at the continent of Africa, we look around the world, everyone is brown or tan. Only in Europe do we have the people of non-color who have decided in many ways what the narrative should be for others, not only Black men, but for Asians and Latinos and others, and obviously those who are indigenous to the continent of Africa. We cannot allow just one small segment of our society in the world, those of non-color, people of non-color, to determine the outcomes, manifestations, and redefine the brilliance. We must do that for ourselves, by ourselves. So those are the core pieces for me.
Got it. Thank you. So Gregory, how do you want us to see you?
Well, I go back to that humility and being humble. So I don't want to be seen at all. I want my work, the work I have done, the founding of the Brothers Network in 2007 at the height of a global economic pandemic, to speak for itself now into the future. And it's not just me at the Brothers Network. It was founded on the founding principles of James Baldwin and W.E.B. Du Bois. These are the stories that are important. It's not me who wants to be remembered. I don't. I want the work of psychiatrists and psychologists and anthropologists to ring forward for now and into the future. So if there's a legacy and it's about the Brothers Network and our founding principles, that makes me very happy. We created a theory of change that talks about engaging people in artistic, archival, curatorial, and editorial practices to signify the humanity of Black men and men of the African diaspora. No one yet to date has created such a philosophical framework. And again, it comes back to Baldwin and Du Bois. So that's what I'd like to be seen as moving forward now into the next century and 100 years from now. I want folks to realize that this is the way forward to convince and confirm our humanity through the arts, through culture, through literature, through film, through theater. All of those ways confirms our humanity, not only for Black men, but for the larger society. I'll close here with my answer and say that the Brothers Network is for everyone, but it's mostly for those who have a narrow mind. It's not just for Black men. It's for those of non-color who have a narrow mind, who control in many cases how the outcomes and predicaments of Black people are. We have to remember that policemen are just policemen and they're just people. And before they became a policeman, before they went into law enforcement, they were influenced by our society in ways that were negative. We have a responsibility at the Brothers Network and all of us around the world to ensure those citizens who move into roles like a policeman or a lawyer or some other person understands the humanity of Black people and Black men, and that they deserve to be treated with integrity and respect at every single step in society. And that goes too into corporate America. If you're a Black man working in corporate America, the people who work with you, they're not perhaps racist, but they have been indoctrinated into a society that thinks that you perhaps are inferior. And we know that is not the truth. So our work is about telling the larger society, in this case, those people of non-color, that we're human, that we're real, that we bleed and we feel, and more importantly, we're smart. The Brothers Network is really comprised of people who have an interest in intellectual curiosity. If you have an interest in intellectual curiosity, please come be a part of the Brothers Network.
Thank you for that commercial for the Brothers Network. That's awesome. That's really awesome. So Gary, let me ask you, what is your epic dream?
I'm living it. I produce theater. I bring Black men to theater on Broadway. I create and curate programs and events that amplify and highlight Black playwrights. I am living my dream. I can't imagine doing anything else for anyone else at this particular time. Well, maybe one thing I could imagine for someone else. But right now, it's living my dream. This is it. To be able to have created a global organization and entity and impact society in the ways that we have is a dream come true. And I am really happy to have done it.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's really wonderful. So you've been answering this question all along, but I'm going to ask you explicitly, Gregory Walker, who are you?
I am everything you imagine me to be, and then some. I am boundless in who I am. It is open. I'm still evolving every single day. I'm learning and growing and reshaping and reframing every single day. I don't think I can be contained in the way people might want to contain us as, oh, I'm a scientist, oh, I'm a theorist. I think I'm continuing to grow. So it's open.
That's awesome. Excellent. Thank you. So here we are already at question 6, which is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you that I didn't? In other words,
you should have asked me about how fantastic my father is. And how fantastic my grandfather is.
Okay, so Gregory, question 6 is, can you please tell me about how fantastic your grandfather and your father are?
My grandfather was the president of the NAACP in 1938 in Boynton Beach, Florida. He owned a store. That's my maternal grandfather. And my paternal grandfather also owned a store, also in Boynton Beach, Florida. And my dad owned 6 restaurants and a nightclub in the 1970s in suburban Connecticut. So I am essentially a third generation entrepreneur. I happen to be a social entrepreneur, But I am so proud to stand on the shoulders of both those men, all three of those men, to be the tall 6'5" that I am. This doesn't happen overnight. It's a long legacy that my father and my grandfather put forward into me about how to build a business, how to build an organization, and how, more importantly, to amplify brilliant Black men and tell their stories and narratives, not only here in America, but throughout the world.
That is amazing. And indeed, you should be proud to stand on their shoulders. That's really awesome. And I'm sure they have always been proud of you. That's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you sharing your insight and your wisdom with us, as well as your experiences. I'm so happy to hear that you're living your epic dream. And I'm so grateful for your presence in our overall society. So I honor you, my king, and I wish that you continue to grow and get deeper, and as you impact and touch even more people around the world, to show them the brilliance and the beauty and the multifaceted nature of Black men. It's just absolutely wonderful, and I hope that you get to do that. And thank you so
Black
much.
Black Beyond Boundaries, that's our tagline. That's always been our tagline. So we appreciate your time and also the attention that you provide for us. Thank you so much, Val.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. And I hope that you got as much out of this episode as I did. Please stay tuned for next week for yet another amazing Black King. And if there is a Black man in your life, a king in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link above or below. In my bio or down in the comments below, and click on the questionnaire, and we'll take it from there. And in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thanks so much. And thanks again, Greg. That was really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Eithan & Lloyd, LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!